Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is KYW's Dave Uram. Man, what a bad loss for your Eagles. Fell 27-20 to the Cowboys at the Link. Now they're further back in the division and a lot of question marks going forward. I asked some of those questions to Ray Dittinger Monday morning on KYW. Good morning, Ray. A lot of blame to go around, but I'm going to put this one first on the defense. 14 fourth quarter points for Dallas. What made their performance so bad?
Boy, Dave, how much time do you have here? This is a brief segment, I know, but it was really, when you lose a game the way they lost this game, there's a lot, as you said, there's a lot of blame to go around. The offense basically didn't show up for the first half, and then the second half, when the offense really did get things going and started scoring, the defense let the Cowboys come right back down and score again. And I guess you could credit the Cowboys for some great execution, but the Eagles just didn't get enough pass rush. And the coverage on the back end was weak. And the ongoing problem this year is they're a very poor tackling team. For a team that was a very good tackling team last year and a team that was very opportunistic and was really good at forcing turnovers, the Eagles have been none of that this year. They have been a very poor tackling team. They've given up way too many conversions on third down, and they've tackled very poorly. And they have not taken the ball away from the opponent. You put all that together, and you look, that's why you wind up 4-5.
Why does the offense keep starting slow, Ray?
I don't know, and that's, we've been talking about that all year. They've had 21 first quarter possessions, and they've only scored 3 touchdowns, which is, if that sounds like a low number, it is. It's the lowest number in the entire National Football League. There's no slower starting offense in the NFL than the Eagles, and there's no logical reason for that, but it's a recurring theme, and it was certainly true last night. I mean, they just, and Carson Wentz, for as good a season as he's had, and statistically, again, another over 100 quarterback efficiency rating, he's looked out of sync early in games, and he's made too many mistakes early in games. And last night, again, second possession, first play, throws a really bad interception. I think maybe a little bit of it is on his part. He's trying to come out, he's trying to do too much, and I think his mechanics suffer a little bit. But overall, the total offensive execution in the first quarter of the games, and I think you go back and you look at the game plan and what you're going, the plays you're calling early in the games, it just seems like this team just can't get anything generated.
Well, they got the Saints next Sunday. My guess is, Ray, this is going to be the first week that you pick against the Eagles.
If you tell me that Drew Brees is showing up on Sunday, yeah, I think I'm probably going the other way.
All right, well, thank you for the call. As always, Ray, we'll chat on Friday.
All right, I'll talk to you then, David. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you can hear the Hall of Famer himself, Ray Dittinger, the last weekday morning leading up to an Eagles game on KYW News Radio and the first one after. He's on at 8:15, and you can always tune in with the radio.com app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.